The National Chicken Council has petitioned the U.S. Department of Agriculture to grant increased line speeds to poultry processors. The current limit is 140 birds per minute, but the industry prefers 175 birds per minute, or about 3 per second. Debbie Berkowitz with the National Employment Law Project says if the USDA approves, poultry plants across the country could increase their line speeds, which has consequences for product safety and quality.
The United States Department of Agriculture sets the line speeds in poultry industry to protect consumers because you want to make sure that the inspectors have time to look at the birds, to do the testing that they need to do to make sure consumers are protected.
The USDA is accepting public comment on this proposal through this Wednesday. The National Chicken Council says plants need higher line speeds to keep up with international competitors. Berkowitz predicts the higher pace would also jeopardize worker safety in an already dangerous industry.
They have among the highest numbers of reported severe injuries, such as amputations. They have illness rates that are 5 times the average for all industries, injury rates that are 1.5 times as high as all industries.
The poultry industry contends that workers aren't at greater risk from increased line speeds. Berkowitz says the USDA studied the current limit for line speeds for 3 years during the Obama administration and found it should be kept where it is. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tigert.